This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. I'm glad to be on this journey together with you. What started as an idea has now become a movement. My mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, and because of that, I'm so grateful to all my amazing guests and listeners from all over the world. Thank you. Get ready to get inspired, because here we go. But before we get started, let's give it up to our sponsor, Panos Emporio. Panos Emporio is Scandinavia's leading swimwear brand and has over 30 years of experience in swimwear. Panos Emporio offers bikinis, swimsuits, swim shorts, briefs, cover-ups, accessories, along with a fragrance collection inspired by Paradise Islands. The brand has a worldwide loyal customer base with dedicated followers ranging from Hollywood stars and top celebrity models to world-famous athletes and royal families. Go to panos.com to learn more. Today's guest is an award-winning storyteller that helps companies develop strategic and creative content that brings a company's brand to life through her own company, Soulcast Media. She has been awarded an Emmy for her work at ABC 10 News and Associated Press Award for her work at Time Warner Cable News. Her name is Jessica Shen. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to finally have you here. You're a busy lady.
No, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm also very inspired by what you're doing too, so I'm glad to help.
Thank you. So before we talk about your career, I'm just curious, who is Jessica Shen as a person?
Well, career aside, who am I? Well, I was born and raised in the Bay Area. I'm from Fremont, California, and I pretty much stayed in California my whole childhood life. I went down to San Diego for college, UC San Diego, and then from there on, I started my career as a journalist, working for NBC, ABC in New York, Reno, Nevada, and that all eventually transitioned to what I'm doing today, my own media company.
Beautiful, and I think if you're going on a journey for your like a big dream or you want to excel in an area, there's a lot of sacrifice. Can you talk about that? How did it feel like a young woman moving all around? Was that hard for you, or how did you work with that? Because I think a lot of us are afraid of that. We want to do this big dream, but can I really leave everybody to move to New York or whatever it is? Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and I think that is something that, you know, every individual person just really needs to think about. And I mean, the first question is, you know, what is it that they want to do and why is it that they want to do it? I think like you have to figure out what answer that is. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you have people who are around you who can then feel that passion. And I think, you know, people who care about you do want to see you succeed, and they do want you to be happy. So whether that is moving around or whatever, you know, whether it's they're being supportive one way, in the end, hopefully they understand, you know, and in the end, I think they'd want what's best for the person that they care about. So, you know, I think you first though need to figure out, is this something that you're willing to do? Like, how badly do you want it, right? And to me at the time, I was convinced that this is like what I wanted to do. And so, yeah, part of that was having to move around a lot. And, you know, my first job was in Reno, Nevada, yeah, which is a very small city in Nevada. And I was 21 years old when I moved there. So that was extremely hard, because once you're out of college, you know, all your friends are like moving to big cities and they're all like living that cool city life. You know, you're like, you know, you're over 21, you're employed, and now you have this like freedom. Whereas for me, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm stuck in Reno, Nevada. Yeah. And it was really hard and it was really sad. And for news, you have to work a lot of holidays too. Yeah. So I know there's one story I remember. I had to work Christmas I've had to work many Christmas, but like this is probably the first Christmas I had to work away from home. And, you know, all my family, they were all gathered together for the holidays, and they knew I was there in Reno, and they, you know, were FaceTiming me. And I was crying because, like, I was alone. I was very lonely, you know? And, but again, that was like the sacrifice of me, you know, wanting to pursue this. And, yeah, that was really hard. But again, and, you know, this was just one of, like, many sacrifices down the line. But, you know, I cried, I got over it, and I was lonely, I was sad. But in the end, I was like, well, I'm doing this for a reason. The purpose is, like, I want to pursue this career, right? And
was that an internal drive? Because a lot of people, this happens to a lot of people. I remember my father was an immigrant to Sweden, and he told me, like, Christmas, New Year, the holidays are the hardest because you're lonely, right?
Yes.
And everybody's gathering with family, so... usually on holidays, a lot of people are very sad if you're in a different place or if you're lonely. But do you know what made you keep pursuing this? Because a lot of people, when they do this, say, no, it's not worth it for me. Do you know why you kept pursuing this?
I think it was just like my drive, really. You know, when I have my mind set on something, I really just try to like give it my all. And I, you know, and again, it's not like I didn't know that this was part of the process, right? Like I knew when I accepted this job, I knew I had to move to Reno. I knew I had to work holidays. So I was like already mentally prepared. But, you know, the beauty of it is that, you know, when you're in this industry, people are in the same boat as you too. Like they're away from their families, they're working on holidays, and they understand. So I think having someone to talk to about it, someone who can relate, helps too.
Yeah, support. And then you decided to leave like news reporting and start your own company. When did you decide to do that and why?
Mm-hmm. So I think deep down inside, I've always had this kind of like entrepreneurial spirit in me. And I think it's part of it because of my dad. He's a businessman himself. And actually, not too long ago, my brother, he used to work for Google, he stepped out and he became an entrepreneur himself. And, you know, it did take a while. I think like anybody who wants to like step out and do their own thing, you really have to kind of like change your mentality, right? Like it's not like your typical, like you go into an office 9 to 5. But, and I think I had to like, a part of it was I had to prepare myself as like, is this something I really wanted to do? And I think deep down, I always wanted to like work on something that was like mine. And I knew that it had to be something that I'd be super passionate about. And I had to be able to like link everything that I was like good at with, you know, links to my experience. And it did take me quite a while for me to like kind of like formulate exactly like what it is I wanted to do. But once I figured it out, I think everything flowed so beautifully. And I think that's when you know you have something, right? When everything just like flows and has like good synergy. And so after spending a few months thinking about it and kind of like, you know, mentally preparing myself for what this journey will entail, I was like, I'm just going to do it. And again, I think like when I have my mind set on something, like I'm just like go full steam ahead. And, you know, I'm very thoughtful too about everything, but, you know, just, you know, make sure that if this is what I do, I'm going to like commit myself to it and like try to do the best I can.
Yeah. And did you feel you were done with TV and news reporting, or like, was that part of the process? Like I need to move on and do something else, or was it just, I really want to have my own company.
Yeah, I think towards the end of my time at the ABC station, I think I was ready. I think, you know, at that point, I had been in the industry for about like 8 years or so, and I've learned so much, you know. But I think I was ready. I think I was ready to kind of just take everything that I learned. And I just saw an opportunity to kind of use all my skills and formulate into a company. And in a sense, I'm still doing a lot of what I did as a reporter. You know, it's just I'm not reporting for a television station, reporting on, you know, particular current events. But I'm still, you know, doing storytelling. I'm still doing video production. I'm doing content creation. Content creation is really the backbone of news. You know, you have to churn out content, right? So in a sense, I'm doing it all this, you know, I'm just doing it for a different foundation.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I love that you are taking the knowledge and move it to something of your own. And I think this process is very brave of you, because a lot of people, they've done a job, they're fairly good at it or very good at it, just like yourself. And then they are not really happy with what they do. But to take that extra step to actually do it, it's pretty brave. Do you have any tips for other people that are in the same thought process right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, again, you know, having a stable career, there's a lot of value to that, right? But I would say, you know, if you're unsure and you're too afraid to step out, side hustle, you know, make it a side hustle and do it simultaneously. And if you're truly passionate about it, you wouldn't think it's like a chore to come back home from work and be like, oh my gosh, I have to work on this project, because you'd come home from work and be like, oh my God, I'm so excited that I'm doing this, yeah. You know? So I think, like, you know, start it out as like, you know, a side project, and, you know, there's no rush to try to like build anything, but just like enjoy the process. I think that's like the huge thing, like my takeaway, like, you know, when you're creating anything, don't think of it only as like an end goal, because you're just going to exhaust yourself on your way to that goal while you're reaching that goal. So if you can just, whether it's like, you know, moving fast or slow, whatever your style is, you have to enjoy the process of like what it is you're creating. And I think, because I think that's what's going to sustain it, and it's what's going to keep you going. And, you know, once your side hustle of sorts, you know, takes off, then you can evaluate what it is you want to do, what decision you want to make.
Yeah. And content creation, that's what you do. You help companies, right, to build their story. And so what would be important for a company, like a small startup? What do they need to do as far as content to share their story?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of content really is kind of building that emotional connection with whoever your targeted audience is. And it's really key to not make it feel like you're trying to sell what it is, your company is, you know, your service or whatever product it is you're selling. And I think that's what content gives you the opportunity to do. It allows you to kind of like talk about what it is you know best, you know, offer, you know, free advice, like value, so that people then can feel like, oh, this person, this company knows exactly what it is they're talking about. So content gives you that platform to explore, and content also allows you to express, you know, a little bit of more like personality that, you know, your business, your front-facing business may not be able to, right? Because in the end, it is a business, but content allows you to, yeah, just have a little bit more freedom in terms of expressing your personality. And again, you know, tell your story, because that is what I think will allow people to, you know, want to connect with you.
Yeah. And how do you feel like when it comes to selling? Because at the end of the day, we need to sell our products and services. And a lot of entrepreneurs, when they start their business, they're really good at what they do, but they're not so good at selling. Where's your position on that? Are you good at selling, and how do you work with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, selling is always a tricky thing, because I think a lot of consumers are very smart now. Once they feel someone's selling to them, they're like, oh, they put their guard up, right? But I think, you know, again, I think people buy into the person's passion, right? Like when they can feel that this person is, of course, not only good at what they do, but they're super passionate, then that person will feel that they can trust this person who's quote unquote selling, right? And they trust that they're actually good at it. But again, you have to be open to expressing what it is that you're passionate about. And again, I don't think it's like they're necessarily opposed to buying either, but they just want to make sure that they're putting their money in the right place and with the right person. So it's kind of up to you to figure out how you want to do that.
Of course. I think a lot of people are interested in buying. When we talk about selling, a lot of people have that negative tone, but actually selling is delivering value, right? If you do it in the right way. And to give value to someone is great if the person needs that product or service. It's all about how can you convey that message. And that's something that you help companies with. How do you see this like content creation grow in the next couple of years? What would be the main thing? Do you think it's going to be video, audio, or something else?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, I see everything down the line kind of like, you know, having, again, a good synergy. So like, you know, one blog post you write that can be easily, you know, transformed into a video and then into a podcast. So it's not, I think, not only like the smart way to do it, but I think it's also like it's very efficient. But I do think video is growing significantly, especially because like people like enjoy seeing kind of like, again, the emotions. And I think podcasts are great because you can actually hear, you know, their excitement or, you know, their tone of voice. But I think the key is actually kind of like how you create these videos and podcasts to keep it engaging. Because again, anybody can take their phone and shoot video nowadays, right? So there's not much skill involved in it, but it's like the skill is like, how do you take that video content and how do you make it interesting and engaging? And for me, like, I think that's, you know, what I'm able to do and what I'm able to share and, you know, teach companies and help them create that kind of video content that's not just like a bland surface level kind of video.
Yeah, I think that like at the end of the day, it comes down to storytelling, right? Because we all have the ability to put on a Facebook post or Instagram post or shoot a video, but is it gonna be engaging? Because it's so difficult now, because there's so much of everything, right?
Right.
So you have to be really good at what you do, and still is not that easy, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, again, you know, it's not like you just like take your video or your phone and you shoot a video and all of a sudden you think that's gonna like get people. No, not necessarily. There's like kind of like a process involved. And again, like you said, I think storytelling and how you formulate that story is really important.
Yeah. So what's your biggest fear as an entrepreneur? What are you most afraid of doing this? Like, you've been very bold.
Yeah, what's my biggest fear? I guess time. You know, you sometimes feel like you just don't have enough like time. And, you know, I'm not just talking about like business, but like, you know, managing like my personal life, you know, friends, family, and being able to like do this all in like a very like healthy and sustainable way. Like, that's something that I'm always thinking about. Like, you know, I don't just want to like dive, you know, headfirst into it. Like, I want to be very conscious of like, you know, how I manage my time. Because again, I think the one thing is, a lot of entrepreneurs, they get so engrossed in what they're doing, they forget about everything else. But, you know, I'm trying to be very mindful of it. So I think that's my fear. Like, am I like neglecting one area, you know, to pursue this? So it's a constant struggle and balance, I would say.
Yeah. And how do you work with your life balance?
I mean, it's definitely still something I'm working on. I try, you know, of course, during like, quote unquote, like working hours, you know, that's when I do most of my work. But then at home, I have to be very conscious of, you know, when I have like my friends and family around, that I just don't think about it. So that's like a, you know, constant reminder to like kind of shut it off and like give myself like a few hours, like during dinner. Of course, like, don't check your phone. But again, yeah, that's the hard thing about being an entrepreneur, is that you just, you know, there's that saying, you reap what you sow. Like, you get as much as you put into it, because again, no one's necessarily telling you what to do. Like, you're figuring it out yourself. So yeah, I think managing that is something that, I mean, I will say I'm definitely still working on it. I don't think I'm like perfect at it, but again, yeah, time management and, you know, making sure that you're not neglecting any one area is very key.
And what do you think is the most important thing to have a successful business? If you would say like two or three things, what do you think is most important for you right now to work on, and for people that just started a company?
I think the most important thing, I think there's, you know, you should, I would say, pre-planning in a sense. And what I mean by that is really just, again, preparing yourself for like, you know, what this means, right? Like, I think a lot of people, I think that's why a lot of people just don't stay an entrepreneur, or, you know, that's why a lot of businesses don't, you know, continue on, is because there's a lot of burnouts. There's just like a lot of people just, you know, don't realize like, you know, how much work is involved. And, you know, so I think a lot of like mentally preparing yourself for like what actually needs to happen in order for this to, you know, succeed, I think that's really key. Having a, you know, clear vision is also very important too. And only you know this vision, right? Like, you know, so having a clear vision, planning, I think is really key.
So let's talk about self-development. And how do you work with that? Do you read any books? Or because it seems like you're pretty passionate about that area.
Yeah. It's so funny. I think one of like the first books I bought when I was, I mean, I don't know, 10, 11. This is like me going to a bookstore and choosing the book that I wanted that wasn't like given to me by my like school, was I think I bought like an emotional intelligence. There's actually a book, I really don't know what it's called, but the title might be Emotional Intelligence. And I think like that was like, at the time I was like, I thought it was very interesting how I was like very attracted to that kind of, you know, those types of books. And I always found myself in like self-help sections, and it's kind of like embarrassing a little bit. It's like, oh my gosh, I need self-help. But I always
love it.
Yeah.
I love self-development and self-help. That's what we do here.
Yeah. So I always saw myself in the, you know, that area of like the bookstore, because I think self-help is all about like self-improvement and, you know, realizing that everybody can change and grow and improve. So, you know, ever since I was young, those were the kind of books I was very attracted to. While my friends were reading like fiction, I was like always self-help and, you know, but it was kind of embarrassing when you're young reading those kind of books, you know, so I didn't really tell anybody. But, you know, right now I'm like, I'm all about it, right? Yeah. All my books are either like kind of like about autobiographies or like some sort of self-help, because I always feel like there's always something to learn. And I love that. Yeah.
And what else do you do to work on yourself?
I do meditation, yoga. I think those things have really helped me. But I do love, you know, being outdoors, you know, doing more like physical activities, things that just help me clear my mind. I write / journal a lot, and that helps me clear what it is. And, you know, I like writing as well. So that helps me kind of clear my mind. But, you know, yeah, I think just being kind of like self-aware, when you start to feel like your head is just feeling so like heavy, then just kind of like step away. And I think that's really key in, you know, reducing burnouts, which I think can happen a lot too.
Yeah. To know when to stop and rest a little bit, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have one more question for you, Jessica, because you are a busy lady and this podcast is going to be a little bit shorter, but we're very glad that we had this little moment with you to share your journey and your qualities and give tips and tools to our listeners. So one last question that I have for you is that I ask all my guests, and it's so important because we're all about sharing stories, but at the end of the day, I want the people that are listening to this to take action in their own life. Mm-hmm. So if you can give them one tool or one tips what they should do right now after listening to this to get closer to their dream and then their goal, what would that be?
If it's something that they want to do, like, just do it. You know, it's just as simple as that. Like, take the first action. You know, if it's something that, if it's a company that you want to start, you know, and you already have like a name that you build, like start building that website. And don't think that you have to do it all at once. You know, just start. Just like start. And like once you start, you'll realize it'll just keep going. It'll just keep coming. But you just have to take the first step. If you're not going to take the first step, nothing of this is going to be realized. So just doing and taking action, I think, is the most important.
Yeah, so guys and girls listening to this, if you want to do something with your life, take that first step right now after listening to this. Don't wait for it. Do it right now. It could be a small step. Just could be registering that domain or start working on that website or making that call or looking into what it is that you want to do. Take that first step. I want to thank you, Jessica, so much for being here today with me and sharing your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and thank you to all the listeners out there. Thank you for listening to this and doing something with your life. If you like this podcast, share it with friends and family. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe because that's how we grow. And we want to help 10 million people, not just you. So we need your help doing that. I also want to thank our sponsor, Panos. Check them out at panos.com. Thank you, everybody. And talk next week. Bye-bye.